The tribunal case had a lot of publicity once the decision was released. Well, we now have the decision of the High Court as the taxpayer appealed the decision of the tribunal. As a reminder, this is what happened in the case.
What the case was to do with was whether a fee charged by a broker should be included in the amount of the premium and therefore be liable to insurance premium tax. HomeServe was an insurance intermediary. One of the insurances it arranged was plumbing and drainage cover for householders with an insurance company called IPA. If the householder needed to make a claim, then a third company, Home Hotline Limited, would arrange for an engineer to attend the homeowner's premises. Since September 2002, Home Hotline has been a sister company of HomeServe. When the homeowner took up the insurance policy, they were told that the cover would include the premium plus an administration fee of £14. The issue in this case is whether the amount on which IPT is calculated is the premium alone or whether the £14 has to be included. The legislation relating to commissions and fees is contained in Section 72 of the Finance Act 1994. Section 72 initially defines the word premium, which is the amount on which IPT is calculated. It says that a premium is any payment received under the contract by the insurer and includes payments referable to commissions. Subsection 1A then goes on to say that if an amount is charged to the insured by any person, then that payment is to be regarded as a payment received under that contract by the insurer. Therefore, if we stopped there, the commission or fee that HomeServe charges to the householder would be treated as part of the premium for IPT. However, the legislation does not end there. It goes on to say that if the amount is charged under a separate contract and is identified in writing to the insured as a separate amount, then it isn't included in the premium. So, the essence of HomeServe's argument is that the commission is charged under a separate contract and it is identified in writing to the insured. So, because it satisfies the wording of Section 72(1)(a), it's therefore not included in the amount of the premium. Customs' argument is that, firstly, there isn't in reality a contract between HomeServe and the householder. Or, even if there is a contract, it's not separate, because it's part of a single contract between the householder, HomeServe, and IPA. Now, the decision of the tribunal was that HomeServe were administering the insurance cover, so Customs' first argument that there was no contract between the homeowner and HomeServe was rejected. So what the tribunal had to decide was whether there was a separate contract so that the commission escaped IPT. The tribunal chairman interpreted the word to mean that the contract was separate from the taxable insurance contract itself. To determine this, he looked at the facts of the case. The contract between IPA and HomeServe gave the terms and conditions about the plumbing and drainage cover. The £14 admin fee was covered in this contract. It was not charged under a separate contract because, firstly, there was an overlap between the consideration given by HomeServe to IPA and that given by HomeServe to the householder. Effectively, HomeServe's obligations to IPA to administer the contract were the same obligations it was giving to the householder. And secondly, the price quoted to the householder was a single price. If the householder cancelled their policy within the cooling off period, then a full refund of both the commission and the premium would be given. The householder had no choice of insurer. The administration contract was dependent on and inseparable from the insurance contract.
Well, now we have the decision of the High Court, and it has found in favour of the taxpayer. HomeServe argued that the word separate in the legislation meant no more than another contract, or a different contract, and should not be given the meaning as that given by the tribunal. The tribunal had engaged in an impermissible and unjustified exercise of glossing the wording used in the statute. The High Court agreed with the taxpayer. A separate contract meant no more and no less than a contract which was distinct from the contract of insurance. Therefore, the commissional fee escapes IPT. It will be interesting to see what effect the outcome of this case has. When Customs lost in the landmark landfill tax case of Waste Recycling Group, they proceeded to change the legislation. Will that happen here, I wonder?